Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Nels Potter. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, George Case. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Washdell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jimmy Pofahl. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Hollingsworth. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Al Hollingsworth. And now, play ball. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Chapman moves to second. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a line drive towards the mound. Hollingsworth catches it and throws to second to double up Chapman. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is hit by the pitch. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Case moves to second. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell hits a pop-up towards third. Rubling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Case scores. Lewis moves to second. It's 1-0, Senators. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive towards first. Washdell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Early and he is safe. Hayes steals second. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. Two outs. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. Washdell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Pofahl settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell is 0-for-1 in the game. Washdell hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hollingsworth, and towards Pofahl, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into Lillard, who tags Walker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes strikes out. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0-for-1 in the game. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth misplays the ball. That's an error on Bloodworth. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillard hits a pop-up towards first. Washdell catches it and throws to Bloodworth, who tags Rubeling for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0-for-1 in the game. Pofahl hits a line drive towards first. Siebert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early takes first base on ball 4. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Early moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Case takes first base on ball 4. Early moves to third. Hollingsworth moves to second. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lewis is thrown out after the base hit. Early scores. Hollingsworth scores. Case moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Senators. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Potter. Case scores. It's 4-0, Senators. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell is 0-for-2 in the game. Washdell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker pinch hits for Nels Potter. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gantenbein pinch runs for Earl Brucker. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Gantenbein moves to third. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gantenbein scores. Chapman moves to third. One out. It's 4-1, Senators. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Washdell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoy for the out. Chapman scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Senators. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 4-3, Senators. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Athletics 3. The Senators will come to bat. Herman Bess now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rubeling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Travis takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. Travis moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0-for-2 in the game. Pofahl strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0-for-2 in the game. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pofahl scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis, who is chasing the ball. Lillard reaches third base with a triple. Al Simmons pinch hits for Herman Bess. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Pofahl settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Chapman hits a pop-up towards third. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Athletics 3. The Senators will come to bat. Les McCrabb now pitching. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Early takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Welich pinch runs for Jake Early. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hollingsworth is hit by the pitch. Welich moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Case hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Welich moves to third. Hollingsworth moves to second. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Welich scores. Hollingsworth moves to third. Case moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Senators. Bill Beckman now pitching. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell is 0-for-3 in the game. Washdell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beckman throws to home for 1. And Hayes throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Case scores. Lewis goes all the way around to score. Washdell moves to second. Two runs are unearned. One out. It's 7-3, Senators. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washdell scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Senators. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Travis hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Farrell now catching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCoy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. McCoy moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. McCoy moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Sid Hudson now pitching. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Hayes reaches second base with a double. McCoy scores. Johnson scores. Siebert moves to third. It's 8-5, Senators. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0-for-3 in the game. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. Siebert scores. Two outs. It's 8-6, Senators. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Lillard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Athletics 6. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0-for-3 in the game. Pofahl hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles pinch hits for Bill Beckman. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles strikes out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Washdell fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Hudson drops the ball. Chapman moves to third. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.